We'll talk with Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. It's all brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel, the Midwest best casino. And, Coach, kind of the same, just got to get better at certain things.
Well, I'll tell you what, I love the way the guys started the game. You know, we're up 7-0.
Shut them out for four and a half minutes.
At the first media timeout, there was a level of intensity. We're getting our hands on the basketball. And, you know, that's two games in a row where we've started the game well. We have to get better at sustaining it. And you know, the ironic thing I just told the guys in the locker room, it's not like we're only, you know, playing five guys and they're getting tired. You know, we're playing a lot of guys. You know, we have to press the advantage of depth. We need guys that come off the bench that can actually lift the level of intensity, not let it go down. You know, they made a heck of a run there in the first half. We did not respond well. And then, you know, I think offensively the story of the game for us was just missing layups. You know, we got a lot of – forget even the contested ones. We had, you know, plenty of uncontested shots around the rim that we just didn't finish.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to talk about, the shots that you were getting. At times it looked like – I mean, Nigel was scoring, but he wasn't getting easy looks. And then when you got some easy looks and layups, they weren't going in.
Yeah, and same with, you know, getting to the foul line. We missed a few front ends and shot 55%. I tell you what, Tony, right now – that's kind of the lowest hanging fruit for us on the offensive end. And obviously, guys are not trying to miss. Mm-hmm. We work on finishing, you know, ad nauseum in practice. But, you know, I told the guys when, you know, they get back, you know, from their break, you know, it's an area we have to take a growth mindset. We can't say, okay, this is what it is. We have to improve it. And I believe that we can. You know, Nigel played with great aggressiveness. He got in the paint a lot. You know, Chase, you know, again, wasn't his best game. You know, he had those two layups in a row, you know, in the second half that were stone cold. But, you know, I think for us on the defensive end as well, you know, when Creighton made their run in the first half, you know, we got too loose and allowed shooters to have their way, particularly number five, Nick Graves, when he checked in the game.
And you know the way Creighton likes to do that.
Yeah, I mean, we've played Creighton forever, Homer, and our guys know. I mean, we
stopped it early.
We stopped it early. But I think, again, it's amazing the competitive stamina that has made us, you know, so good in the past. It's still honestly been elusive for us, and we have to build that. And, you know, it's not that – you know, our guys practice their tails off, but in the game, you know, in the game. And that's regardless of, you know, if some plays don't go our way, you still have to continue to build – and continue to, like, dig in together as a group to get stopped. I always tell our guys, we need each other more than we think. Right. And, you know, hopefully, if nothing else, that's the biggest lesson that our guys have taken out of our first 13 games.
Not often, but at various times in your career you've been through this. I don't know that these guys have, the people around Marquette. You've had so much success. What do you do? What do you know, or what do you deal with to get over it?
I think the first thing is you have to take a growth mindset, even when, you know, everyone on the exterior is taking a fixed mindset. A fixed mindset says, hey, you are what you are, and that's, you know, kind of set. That's not changing. A growth mindset says, we can and will grow. From that last experience, from, you know, our first 13 games, from our first two Big East games, and we have to have a desperation and a curiosity for every small component of that growth. That's the first thing. The second thing, and this is my job as a leader of this organization, is to strike the balance between the accountability for what goes into not winning, what goes into losing, strike the balance between accountability of where we need to be better, but then also a stubborn optimism and positivity that we can do it, you know, and guys that we have on our team can do it, we can grow. And that's my job, is to strike that balance and give the guys both of those things. Sometimes, you know, they can feel like opposites, but to get where we want to get, we have to have both.
You have 10 days off, and Tony, you brought it up, like, sometimes you want time off. It's good for people at Christmas, but would you wish you could go 2 days for the next 10 days, or is that just not accurate?
I wish we could play again in 2 days, but, you know, that's just not the way the schedule falls. And, you know, it's always this time of year, Tony, you remember the players are excited about a break, no matter what, you know, no matter what the record is. You know, the coaches, it's just kind of bizarre, you know, from the coaches a little bit in terms of, like, this break in the middle of the season, you know. Right. Most other sports don't have it. But that's how it falls. And, you know, it is such a long season that the guys do need to get the opportunity to spend Christmas with their families, have a few days there. And then, you know, we will resume practice the day after Christmas, and obviously a lot of work to do.
Thanks. We'll see you in 10 days.
Thank you, guys.
Marquette head coach.